This morning, America's First News starts right after this. When shopping for car insurance, consider this. GEICO has been saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years. So if you're serious about savings, it's simple. Go to geico.com. After 75 years, they know how to save you money.
From Compass Media Networks, this is America's First News. This morning, with your host, Gordon Deal.
It's President-elect Trump. Good morning, I'm Gordon Deal, along with Jennifer Koschenka on this Wednesday, November 9. Welcome aboard. Here's what we have for you this hour.
One by one, the swing states began to fall in his favor last night. And in the wee hours this morning, New York businessman Donald Trump became the successor to President Obama.
In addition to Mr. Trump's victory over Hillary Clinton, both houses of Congress will stay in Republican control.
Many are referring to last night's presidential results as a change election. We'll hear what voters were saying as they left their polling places.
And how President-elect Trump conquered all the doubters.
This is a stunning victory, absolutely stunning. I've been predicting that Hillary would win for the last couple of weeks. Obviously, like many people, I got that wrong. At the end of the day, Trump was able to flip Wisconsin and Pennsylvania, and that was the game changer. And of course, he won Florida.
Matt Makowiak is president of Potomac Strategy Group. He's here in about 25 minutes. Where Republican Donald Trump has scored a historic come-from-behind win to become the nation's 45th president.
Now it's time for America to bind the wounds of division. Have to get together.
As the swing states began to fall in his favor last night, the waiting would last until about 2:30 this morning Eastern Time, when the Associated Press put Wisconsin in his victory column, giving him more than the 270 votes needed. The so-called experts gave him little chance of defeating Democrat Hillary Clinton, but the race continued to tighten in the final days.
We will double our growth and have the strongest economy anywhere in the world. At the same time, we will get along with all other nations willing to get along with us. We will be. We'll have great relationships. We expect to have great, great relationships.
Mrs. Clinton, by the way, did not speak to supporters last night. That fell to campaign chairman John Podesta, who told supporters in New York to go home.
Your voices and your enthusiasm mean so much to her and to Tim and to all of us. We are so proud of you.
By Tim, Mr. Podesta was referencing Tim Kaine, the Virginia senator who was Mrs. Clinton's vice presidential running mate. Ultimately, Mr. Trump scored a series of close wins in a number of crucial states that Republican nominees have not won since 2004, including Florida and Ohio. By the way, hashtag Michelle2020 is trending right now on social media. Folks calling for Michelle Obama to now run to try to knock off Mr. Trump 4 years from now. Well, Republicans have also captured a series of close Senate races to maintain control of that chamber. After months of concern that Mr. Trump would be a drag on incumbent Republicans, his strength yesterday instead lifted GOP lawmakers in battleground states. Democrat Hillary Clinton had no similar wave of support to bolster down-ballot candidates. With the victory of Republican Senator Ron Johnson in Wisconsin, Democrats' chances of seizing the Senate majority dwindled to a remote possibility.
My message has been pretty consistent. I believe America has given us a chance, an opportunity to put this nation on the right path. It's exactly what I intend to do.
Maintaining Republican control of the Senate was also made possible by wins from the likes of incumbent GOP Senator Richard Burr in North Carolina.
Now that the election's over, it's time to move forward with solving the very real problems that we face as a nation.
Democrats needed to win a net of 5 seats to recapture the Senate majority they lost 2 years ago, but only Democratic Congresswoman Tammy Duckworth, an Iraq War veteran, had ousted incumbent GOP Senator Mark Kirk in Illinois. Another state closely watched was, of course, Ohio. This was another one that, when called for Mr. Trump, people sat up and took notice last night. For more, we're joined by Dan Rivers, host of The Dan Rivers Show on News Radio 570 WKBN in Youngstown, Ohio, one of our affiliate stations here. Dan, good morning. What was Mr. Trump's appeal, would you say, in your neck of the woods?
Well, Gordon, I think it was very strong the entire last summer here, and it's basically that the people here have just really looked at and feel disenfranchised, and people held rallies everywhere across this Mahoning Valley, and I just think it's that people have just had it. And, Gordon, I have to tell you that it wasn't good early on. Ohio was really not in that corner, and we were watching it, my colleague and I. He's on in the afternoon, I'm on in the morning. We're both supporting Donald Trump, and we're kind of thinking, well, we lost the Indians game last week. Here we go again. But this is quite a gift to the Valley, because we have been, both Ron Verb, who does the afternoons, and myself, been very strong for Donald Trump. And early on, it really didn't look good for Ohio.
All right, so just kind of maintaining that Ohio pessimistic note that you had there then, what about the Cleveland Cavaliers? I mean, didn't you say, well, if the Cavs won, Trump could win? That was not part of your factor there?
Well, Ron and I feel like, you know, we're usually on the wrong side of these things, and you kind of get like a complex after a while. And, you know, the Indians went down, and we were all very proud of them. But I think that last night we were kind of astonished. We got home after coverage, and I live in a metro here where we have probably the most liberal, I would say the highly Democrat county is Mahoning County, and we still won. Donald Trump actually lost this county here, but he did win in Trumbull County, part of our metro, in Columbiana County. But we were as surprised as everyone else, and then kind of kept one eye open until 2:30 or 3 o'clock this morning, and here we are with President Trump. Who would have thought, right? Yeah. I mean, it's just crazy.
Here's part of what was telling for me also in suburban New Jersey, where I am. I live in a very Democratic town, in a Democratic county, obviously in a Democratic state, and there were no lawn signs supporting Mrs. Clinton. There were a handful who supported Trump. One or two I saw, maybe for Gary Johnson, the Libertarian candidate, but I thought that was telling.
Yeah, and we have had so many people that have been to rallies, and so many signs that have been around, people staging their own rallies in this valley, and a lot of people were saying, well, you know, your radio shows are aberrations, and really, there's not that support for Donald Trump, which turned out to be wrong. And then, you know, watching his acceptance speech last night, I thought it was one of unity. And I'm looking forward to my audience this morning talking about this. It's going to be very interesting. We start at 8 o'clock after, you know, after you wrap up at 8 a.m., rather.
We're speaking live this morning with Dan Rivers, host of The Dan Rivers Show on News Radio 570 WKBN in Youngstown, Ohio, one of our affiliate stations. So did you get the sense that Mr. Trump's victory here was part anti-Clinton, part anti-establishment, and only part pro-Trump?
No, I think really the issue has been Obama, because we talk about health care and, of course, the raises that are going to go up in health care here in the coming months. And I think that's probably a lot of it, because I have a lot of businessmen that call me and say, you know what, I was able to provide health care for my workers, and now I can't. And I just think that people look around and they see that they're income has dissipated. They see roads that are falling, infrastructure, and the $20 trillion debt. These become the big issues on our program on a regular basis, and people wanted a change, although we didn't think it was possible, to tell you the truth. We were fairly pessimistic going into this yesterday.
On the on a somewhat related note then, if you said this is about President Obama, what does this mean for his legacy that nobody wanted what, you know, some call a third Obama term?
Well, you know, Gordon, I often get calls from people who say that Obama is out to purposely destroy the United States, which I destroy. Right. I reject. Yeah. I mean, but I do look, and I say, just from what you said, I mean, if in fact he was out to change the United States for the worst, I'm certainly he is looking for his legacy, too. His legacy will still be one, the first African-American president. Mm-hmm. I don't think there was the enthusiasm from the from the black population here to vote for Hillary Clinton as much as people had voted for President Obama. Of course, that would be, that followed be a natural thing.
Very good.
But, Gordon, you have to be as stunned as I am.
Yep, no question about it. Dan, thanks for a few minutes. Good talking to you. Dan Rivers, host of The Dan Rivers Show on News Radio 570 WKBN in Youngstown, Ohio, one of our many affiliates for this morning, America's First News. It's 15 minutes now after the hour. Need a website? Why not do it yourself with Wix.com? No matter what business you're in, Wix.com has something for you. Used by more than 84 million people worldwide, Wix.com makes it easy to get your website live today. You need to get the word out about your business. It all starts with a stunning website. With hundreds of designer-made, customizable templates to choose from, and the drag-and-drop editor, there is no coding needed. You don't need to be a programmer or designer to create something beautiful. You can do it yourself with Wix.com. Wix.com empowers business owners to create their own professional websites every day. When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy and free. Go to Wix.com to create your own website today. The result is stunning. Glad you're with us. Good Wednesday. After 8 years of Democratic rule, the results have brought us what observers call a change election. Here's what voters were saying as they left their polling places from this morning's Mike Gavin.
Mr. Trump won among those who called themselves dissatisfied or angry with the federal government and those who expect life to be worse for the next generation of Americans. When asked about what qualities matter most, about 4 in 10 people picked the ability to bring about change, and Mr. Trump won more than 80% of their votes. The surveys found a country pessimistic about the state of the U.S. economy, with some 6 in 10 calling it not so good or poor. Gordon.
Thank you, Mike. 19 minutes now after the hour. This portion of the program is brought to you by Omaha Steaks. Hard to believe the holidays are right around the corner. This year, get the perfect gift that everyone loves, Omaha Steaks. Omaha Steaks offers unique gifts for the gourmet food lovers on your list, high-quality cuts and ingredients. For only $49.99, you can get the family gift pack when you go to omahasteaks.com and enter my code DEAL in the search bar. That's a whopping 77% off. Right now, you can get the limited time family grill pack for just $49.99. You'll get all of this: 2 filet mignons, 2 top sirloins, had those, 4 boneless pork chops, 4 chicken fried steaks, a 12-ounce package of all beef meatballs. Those are currently defrosting in my refrigerator. 4 Omaha Steaks burgers, 4 gourmet jumbo franks, a 16-ounce package of Omaha Steakhouse fries, 4 caramel apple tartlets, a seasoning packet, plus an additional 4 Omaha Steaks burgers. Again, all that, $49.99. Go to omahasteaks.com, enter the code DEAL in the search bar, and add the family grill pack to your cart, and get 77% off. It's the gift guaranteed to be a hit. OmahaSteaks.com. Enter the code DEAL in the search bar. 21 minutes after the hour on this morning, Jennifer Koshenka is here with more of America's First News.
Gordon, a triumphant President-elect Donald Trump took to the stage shortly before 3 a.m. Eastern Time, pledging to begin the urgent task of rebuilding our nation while also bringing Americans together. Speaking at his victory party in a New York hotel ballroom, Trump said Hillary Clinton called him to concede the race after news organizations called the race for the Republican nominee.
I congratulated her and her family on a very, very hard-fought campaign. I mean, she fought very hard.
Clinton has not yet spoken, but is expected to later this morning. Republicans retain their lock on the House for 2 more years as GOP candidates triumphed in a checkerboard of districts in Florida, Virginia, and Colorado. The Democrats had hoped Donald Trump's divisive comments about women and Hispanics would make their own. One key Senate race was in Pennsylvania, where GOP Senator Pat Toomey held off his challenger.
I've got to say, I am really deeply humbled by this victory. I'm incredibly honored that the people of Pennsylvania are giving me another term in the United States Senate.
Democrats who envision potentially big gains in suburban and ethnically diverse districts instead were on track for disappointingly modest pickups. On ballot questions, Florida, Arkansas, and North Dakota legalized or greatly expanded legal access to medical marijuana, while Massachusetts, Nevada, and California legalized recreational marijuana. Maine, Arizona, Colorado, and Washington all voted to increase the minimum wage to at least $12 an hour by 2020. As the opioid epidemic continues to spread in the U.S., Massachusetts health officials have reported that at least 1,005 people in the state have died from opioid overdoses in the first 9 months of the year. That means there are, on average, approximately 4 to 5 opioid-related deaths in the state every day. While heroin-related deaths have decreased, fentanyl-related deaths have increased proportionately. Governor Charles Baker calls it a public health crisis. And Canada and the prospect of Americans moving north appears to have drawn so much online online interest that it knocked out the country's immigration website. Searches for Move to Canada and Immigrate to Canada spiked last night as election returns favored Donald Trump. Canada was a leading U.S. trend on Twitter with more than a million tweets.
How about that? Very good. Thank you, Jen. 23 minutes now after the hour on This Morning, America's First News. Time now for a small business update, and it's brought to you by Dell. Check out Dell's new XPS 13 laptop featuring incredible battery life and performance that's four times faster. Learn more at Dell.com/radio. Regardless who was going to be declared the winner last night, corporations and big business interests took a drubbing in the 2016 election that could persist well after the last ballots are tallied. Wall Street Journal reporter Nick Timmeros says the two parties and their nominees agreed on little and made common cause, slamming the influence and motives of big corporations and criticizing the merits of freer trade. Nick set this up.
It's been an election where, business has not really enjoyed being in the spotlight a whole lot. You have seen populist sentiments stirred up on both the right and the left that have laid bare a pretty deep sense of grievance among a swath of the electorate. One of the things that's interesting now is what's going to happen where, you know, two parties grapple with a landscape that's left traditional business interests on their heels. You know, 4 years ago, business leaders hoped the election would thaw gridlock. You had seen kind of divided government had frozen the policymaking apparatus in Washington. That's true 4 years later, and yet many of those same executives see that divided government and that gridlock is the most benign outlook for their businesses. That really tells you how much has changed in the kind of populist mood over the past 4 years.
Right. All right. So what about the Trans-Pacific Partnership here, which is going to come up in the coming weeks here, right?
Right. So a Donald Trump election would appear to kill for good any prospect that a Republican-held Congress would defy the wishes of the incoming president by approving that deal, which, of course, is a final policy goal of the outgoing president in his final 10 weeks in office.
We're speaking with Wall Street Journal economics reporter Nick Timmeros. His piece is called Pressure on Big Business Likely to Persist After the Election. You had one guy, the chief executive of Eaton Corporation, said companies are basically pausing and waiting to see how things play out before they make a decision around major capital multi-year commitments. Why is that? Or what are they looking for?
Yeah, well, nobody wants to commit a lot of money to something when you don't know what the environment's going to be like. When you talk about how uncertainty ripples through the election, it's much more probable that you would see it show up in those kinds of longer-dated purchases than in kind of near-term consumer spending. You know, am I going to buy a house or buy a car? Those things may be less influenced, but business investment has not been very strong over the past year, and so there's a hope that the election would at least clear up some of the fog of that.
Thanks, Nick. Wall Street Journal reporter Nick Timmeros. 30 minutes after the hour on This Morning, America's First News.
In business, risks and rewards come with every decision, like moving to the cloud with Office 365. While its benefits include anywhere access and lower costs, cyber threats and user errors can quickly wipe out data and the money you save. Barracuda Essentials for Office 365 provide an added layer of security and functionality for threat protection, email migration, data recovery, and quality of service. Move securely to Office 365. Visit Barracuda.com/essentials to learn more.
Everyone knows that business is all about numbers. Consider the numbers the state of Michigan can offer your business, like Michigan being one of America's top 10 states for business. Or 2000, the number of burdensome regulations Michigan has eliminated in the last 5 years. And 6, Michigan's rank for best entrepreneurial climates, which all adds up to the one state that has all that and more. Michigan. Go to MichiganBusiness.org to learn more.
America's First News is online all the time. Follow us on Twitter at This Morning Show. Like us on Facebook or send us an email. This Morning at CompassMediaNetworks.com.
Day after Election Day, Wednesday, November 9. Thanks for joining us. Gordon Deal with Jennifer Koschenka. Some of our top stories and headlines. Trump beats Clinton. The Senate and House remain in Republican control. In several states, marijuana was a big winner. No seventh term for Maricopa County Sheriff Joe Arpaio in Arizona. And 3 countries inviting Americans to move there if they're following through on an election pledge. That story in about 20 minutes. Well, Republican Donald Trump has scored a historic come-from-behind win to become the nation's 45th president.
We are going to fix our inner cities and rebuild our highways, bridges, tunnels, airports, schools, hospitals. We're going to rebuild our infrastructure.
Mrs. Clinton, by the way, did not speak to supporters last night. As the swing states began to fall in his favor last evening, the waiting would last until about 2:30 this morning Eastern Time, when the Associated Press put Wisconsin in his victory column, giving Mr. Trump more than the 270 Electoral College votes needed. So how did the New York real estate mogul ultimately pull off the victory for the White House? We're joined now by Matt Makowiak, president of Potomac Strategy Group. Matt, your reaction when word came in?
This is a stunning victory, absolutely stunning. I've been predicting that Hillary would win for the last couple of weeks. Obviously, like many people, I got that wrong, but I did not think she would win by a big margin tonight. My prediction was that she would win Florida and Nevada, and Trump would win Ohio, North Carolina, and Iowa, and that basically everything else would go as expected. At the end of the day, Trump was able to flip Wisconsin and Pennsylvania, and that was the game changer. And of course, he won Florida. Trump just did a fantastic job creating enthusiasm, and we learned tonight, unexpectedly, that enthusiasm trumps ground game. Because I don't think the Trump campaign, I don't think the RNC had the same type of ground game that the Democrats had. But at the end of the day, Trump's voters were far more enthusiastic. Yeah. And if you look at how this turned out, it's pretty clear. Black voters did not turn out for Hillary, and Hillary was unable to reconstitute the Obama coalition. And in spite of that, Trump was able to create an enthusiastic base of primarily white voters across the country, but particularly in the states where he was successful in the Rust Belt.
All right. Dive a little deeper, because you brought up Florida. What was the turning point in Florida, do you think?
I don't know, because I'll be honest with you. When I looked at the numbers in Miami-Dade and South Florida from the early vote, I thought it was impossible for Trump to win. You had record Hispanic turnout in South Florida. My guess is he ran up the score in North Florida and the much more conservative part of the state. My guess is he won the I-4 corridor in Central Florida from Orlando to Tampa. Look, I got to tell you, you look at somebody like Steve Shale, who's one of the single most experienced operatives on the Democratic side in Florida. He was 100% confident that Hillary was going to win Florida based on what was happening in South Florida. So at the end of the day, I just come back to what I said before, and that is enthusiasm trumps ground game. Hillary was able to create enthusiasm among Hispanic voters, but really not anywhere else, not among millennials, not among African Americans, not among white women. To me, that's going to be one of the really big stories. White women did not vote with the kind of enthusiasm that Hillary's team expected that they would. And Trump did have enormous enthusiasm. The hidden Trump voter theory was correct. The reverse Bradley effect of not telling pollsters that you were for Trump was correct.
Yeah.
The polls were almost exclusively wrong in this race, and the media did everything they could to make it impossible for Trump to win, and he overcame it.
Mm. We're speaking with Matt Makowiak. He's president of the Potomac Strategy Group. Talk about Donald Trump's historic victory, becoming the 45th president of the United States by beating Democrat Hillary Clinton. I got the sense, when you mentioned enthusiasm, I got the sense, at least talking to my friends, my small little world here in New Jersey, that this was part anti-Hillary, part anti-establishment, and part pro-Trump.
Yeah, I think that's right. And if you look at the polling that we've looked at over the last 2 months, basically 7 out of 10 voters said that they were voting against a candidate, not for a candidate. We've never had a race for president in the history of the country where both candidates were viewed more negatively than positively. And that's what Trump and Hillary both had.
Did you get the sense that Mr. Trump's victory speech was the start of a healing process?
Yeah, I've not been a big fan of Trump's throughout the general election, but I must say I was very impressed with his victory speech tonight. He was conciliatory. He was humble. He thanked a number of people that were very helpful to him. He praised Hillary Clinton for a lifetime of public service. He talked about being a president for all Americans. This was a very, very good start. The work now begins. He's got to build a team. He's got to establish what his immediate goals are going to be. He has to work on the transition effort, build a cabinet, really bone up on foreign policy and national security. No one is prepared to become president when it comes to foreign policy and national security. That's something you can only gain the experience that you need by doing the job.
But look, tonight I think he made a very good step forward, and we're going to all be watching. And I think all Americans, whether you voted for Donald Trump or not, we all need him to succeed now. The country is not in good shape. We're headed in the wrong direction. There's a lot of big challenges.
Thanks, Matt. Matt Mikowiak, president of Potomac Strategy Group. 20 minutes now in front of the hour on This Morning, America's First News. Trips to the post office are never convenient, so why not get postage right from your desk with Stamps.com? Stamps.com even gives you special postage discounts you can't get at the post office, including first class, priority mail, express, international, and more. You'll never pay full price for postage again. Here's how Stamps.com works. Using your own computer and printer, buy and print official U.S. postage for any letter or package. Then just hand your mail to the mailman or drop it in a mailbox. It's that easy. No wonder over 600,000 small businesses are already using Stamps.com. Right now, sign up for Stamps.com and use my last name, Deal, for this special offer. A 4-week trial plus a $110 bonus offer, including postage and a digital scale. Don't wait. Get started with Stamps.com today. Go to Stamps.com, and before you do anything else, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage and type in Deal. That's Stamps.com and enter Deal. Thanks for being with us on this Wednesday. Beyond the headlines now, this morning's Mike Gavin is here with a look at some of the other stories you'll be talking about this morning.
Good morning. Well, here's an interesting decision, Gordon, that will have to be made by President-elect Donald Trump that has never been an issue in the history of U.S. politics. What account will he do his tweeting from? The Obama presidency started just as social media took off, and Obama was the first president to join Facebook and Twitter and explore using the technology to communicate with the world. The White House announced last week that it would transition its social media presence to the next president, meaning that President Trump would have access to the @POTUS Twitter handle that President Obama has been using during his time in office. But Trump's @RealDonaldTrump handle actually has more followers than the POTUS account. 13.5 million for Trump to 11.4 million for POTUS. Also announced by the White House, more than 27,000 @WhiteHouse tweets and 1,800 Instagram posts will be archived through the National Archives and Records Administration. All of President Obama's tweets will be moved to a new Twitter account called @POTUS44.
Interesting.
So
all right.
So I guess he could continue tweeting from that one, I suppose, if he wanted to.
So is Twitter, are the number of Twitter followers one has an indicator of one's popularity when it comes to presidential elections?
Yeah, well, there are lots of things that have been upended here. You know, Twitter followers, people who show up at rallies, they were saying that, you know, that people, that's just because Trump had all kinds of people coming to his rallies, that didn't mean that he was going to have as many people voting for mm-hmm. him. So yeah, there are lots of new metrics here that people are going to start looking at as we look forward to 2020 and beyond.
Very good. All right. Thank you, Mike. It is 15 minutes now in front of the hour. On This Morning, America's First News. Thanks for being with us on this Wednesday. Hillary Clinton could be the fifth person to win the popular vote, yet lose the election. Here's a quick history lesson on that front from factcheck.org. The 2000 election, George Bush versus Al Gore, was the most recent when the candidate who received the greatest number of electoral votes and thus won the presidency did not win the popular vote. In 1824, John Quincy Adams was elected president despite not winning either the popular vote or the electoral vote. Andrew Jackson was the winner in both, but he didn't reach the majority needed in the Electoral College. That decision then went to the House, which voted for Adams. In 1826, Rutherford B. Hayes won the election, but he lost the popular vote to Samuel J. Tilden. In 1888, Benjamin Harrison received 233 electoral votes to Grover Cleveland's 168, winning the presidency, but Harrison lost the popular vote by more than 90,000 votes. And in 2000, George W. Bush was declared the winner of the general election and became the 43rd president, but he did not win the popular vote either. We all remember that. Al Gore had about 540,000 more votes than Mr. Bush. However, Bush won the electoral vote 271 to 266. This portion of the program is brought to you by Harry's. Harry's has been a friend of this program for some time now. The big reasons: quality of product, fair price, customer service, and the innovation. Here's proof. Recently, Harry's made some enhancements that make their products even better. There's now a softer flex hinge for more comfortable glide, a textured handle for more control when wet, and a trimmer blade for sideburns. And prices are staying the same. Unlike the other shave clubs and subscriptions, too, Harry's is offering two easy ways to get started. The Classic Starter Set, Harry's most popular, includes a razor handle, three quality blades, and a bottle of shave cream, all for just $15. That's about a month's worth of shaving, if not more, for just $15. And if you choose the monthly subscription program, there's a special offer for our listeners on the table right now. Enter the code DEAL at checkout to get a post-shave balm for your face for free with your free trial order. Go to harrys.com and enter the code DEAL at checkout to claim your free trial set plus that post-shave balm. Again, harrys.com with the code DEAL. It's 8 minutes in front of the hour on this morning. Jennifer Koshenka is back with more of America's First News.
Gordon, Donald Trump claimed his place today as America's 45th president, an astonishing victory for the celebrity businessman and political novice who capitalized on voters' economic anxieties, took advantage of racial tensions, and overcame a string of sexual assault allegations on his way to the White House. As he claimed victory, Trump urged Americans to come together as one united people after a deeply divisive campaign.
It's been what they call a historic event, but to be really historic, we have to do a great job.
Clinton called her Republican rival to concede, but has not yet spoken publicly about the stunning results. She's expected to speak later this morning. Global stock markets and U.S. stock futures are plunging, reflecting investor concern over what a Trump presidency might mean for the economy and trade. Republicans held on to their slim Senate majority. Democrats had been nearly certain of retaking control, but saw their hopes fizzle as endangered GOP incumbents won in Missouri, Indiana, Pennsylvania, North Carolina, and Wisconsin. California, Massachusetts, and Nevada have voted to legalize the recreational use of marijuana. California and Washington State voted to toughen gun control laws, while Nebraska voters reinstated the death penalty. Police say a man suspected of fatally shooting one man and wounding two women near a Southern California polling station had been binging on cocaine. The 45-year-old suspect lived in a suburb of Los Angeles where the shooting occurred. Yesterday afternoon, the man opened fire in his neighborhood and began shooting at random cars, killing his 77-year-old neighbor and wounding a woman. Hours after the shooting began, the unidentified suspect was later found dead in his home. And the Pro Football Hall of Fame is standing by its policy to not give gold jackets and rings to the families of players inducted posthumously. Amid criticism from the daughter of Ken Stabler, the former quarterback who was inducted posthumously this year, many have called on the Hall to change that rule and grant the signature jackets to family members. But the Hall says it has no plans to change its policy since the jackets are to be worn exclusively by Hall of Fame members.
Well, what's the Stabler family going to do? Wear the jacket out in public or something?
Really,
I mean, come on.
I know. I agree.
Unbelievable. They just want to hang it in the house probably, right? Or have it.
It'd be nice to have.
Yeah, put in a, I don't know, clean up some one of those decorative boxes to show.
Yeah.
NFL, got to get over yourself sometimes. 6 minutes now in front of the hour on This Morning, America's First News.
Whether traveling or working remotely, we know your PC is your business headquarters. And when work takes you on the go, you need a laptop that can keep up. Dell's XPS 13 empowers small business owners to collaborate anywhere with incredible battery life and powerful performance. Reduce downtime by 50% and boost productivity with 4 times faster performance when you refresh to new Dell PCs featuring Intel Core processors. Explore the XPS 13 at Dell.com/radio.
When your medical practice is growing fast and you have more patients than you have room for, you need to start, well, making some room, which means all of a sudden, you're looking to buy new exam tables and stools, x-ray machines, and microscopes quickly. Business cards from American Express Open can give you buying power to help cover the big purchases you need to make when you need to make them. Find out how American Express cards and services can help prepare you for growth at open.com.
Are you one of those Americans disappointed enough with the election results that you'd move out of the country? Certain places want to make it as painless an experience as possible. Business Insider has a look at three of them. Number one, Canada. This past March, a website began touting Cape Breton Island just off the coast of Nova Scotia and the hot new destination for people displeased with a Republican in the Oval Office. Number two, Ireland. There are just 58 people who call the Irish island of Inishturk home. The development officer there reminded people in a TV documentary earlier this year that Americans are more than welcome to help boost that number since Inishturk is hurting economically. And finally, New Zealand. The country's immigration office says there's a relaxed pace of life in an unspoiled country where people are friendly and look out for each other. The country entices Americans with its mild summers and winters, good education system, and high standard of living. That'll do it for this hour. For Jennifer Koschenka, I'm Gordon Deal. Thanks for listening to This Morning, America's First News. Need a website? Why not do it yourself with Wix.com? No matter what business you're in, Wix.com has something for you. Used by more than 84 million people worldwide, Wix.com makes it easy to get your website live today. You need to get the word out about your business. It all starts with a stunning website. With hundreds of designer-made, customizable templates to choose from, and the drag-and-drop editor, there is no coding needed. You don't need to be a programmer or designer to create something beautiful. You can do it yourself with Wix.com. Wix.com empowers business owners to create their own professional websites every day. When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy, and that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy and free. Go to Wix.com to create your own website today. The result is stunning.